May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Is it level three? Quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with Ian Cameron. Just for a couple more minutes, we'll get Babano out of here. He's got a lot of hockey prep work to do for the ice guys and more. And we got Brent Beard coming up a little bit later on as well. More SEC talk. So, Babano, I did ask you about the NFL, as someone in the chat, Gerald, in the Bay Area pointed out, said, didn't Morenci just ask him about the college? And we said, let's get into the NFL. But we appreciate the college picks.
Right,
I disagree.
Throw something on the big game, Alabama, Ole Miss there.
Yeah, we agree with the over, but I get your point, though. Like, part of me, listen, dude, I just look at Alabama as this juggernaut. I'm not going to overreact. Florida played them tough last year in the SEC Conference Championship game as well, so there just might be something to that there. But this game's back in Tuscaloosa. Lane Kiffin coming to town. But, yeah, man, the over's the way to go, guys. FanDuel's got 79.5 right now. Open at 77.5. It's been bet up. Babano seeing 80s. It's only going to go up. Like, no one's betting the under. Like, even, like, the so-called sharps aren't going to wait and buy it back, because even they know, no, I'm not buying that. Like, it's 63-48. Like, they're basketball scores, guys. So, NFL football, Babano. You've been riding the Carolina Panthers this year. You're going to continue to do it against the Dallas Cowboys this week?
Yeah, I am going to do it here. I mean, it's a great setup for Carolina. Now, it's not a great setup in terms they've got some injuries on defense. They've got Christian McCaffrey hurt, although I should point out Chuba Hubbard ran the football very well after he got injured against Houston last week. And, yeah, they'll miss McCaffrey. They'll miss his pass-catching ability, but Hubbard's a capable replacement. I think they'll be all right well enough with that. Defense, obviously, you miss J.C. Horn. I mean, he wasn't playing like a rookie before he got injured. He looked very comfortable in that pass defense, and now he's injured. That hurts. We know Dallas's passing game. Dak and Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Wilson was on full display how dynamic and explosive they can be against Philadelphia. But I think Carolina's defense has shown me enough this year, and I like the idea of Matt Rhule and this coaching staff having a little bit of extra time playing last Thursday night against Houston, getting ready for this game, a little bit of extra prep time for them. Too many people buying into the hype, drinking the Kool-Aid, loving this Dallas team after blowing out Philadelphia in a primetime Monday night football game. I'll take the points with the better defense in a pretty good spot.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Thanks a lot, Babano. It's always fun. We'll catch up with you on Sunday night. And wow, when we speak on Sunday night, we're going to know what's going on in the baseball world, too. So next time we speak, there'll be big drama. And of course, week four, the National Football League, the craziest of college football. Find Ian Cameron on Twitter, at Babano. Get the links to all of his radio stuff, podcasts, and videos. Thanks, Babano.
All right, Gabe, thanks. Have a good night.
There's Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, throwing it down with his great stuff. We're not done yet. Brent Beard's going to join us a little bit later on. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Well, I don't know who said it first and who invented the phrase, what? But that's what's going on right now. What? 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 Major League Baseball wildcard standings. Listen, I'm a National League guy, all right? I'm a Dodger fan. But the drama is in the American League right now, and this American League wildcard is off the hook. The New York Yankees lost to the Toronto Blue Jays tonight, so they've got a one-game lead right now on the Boston Red Sox. But the Seattle Mariners, the Pacific Northwest, baby, stepping up and in the longest playoff drought in North American sport. The Seattle Mariners, the team that nobody wants to make the playoffs. I don't think their owners wanted to make the playoffs. They didn't care if they made the playoffs. Only their players. And I tell you what, the television networks, they don't want the Mariners in. They don't want the Mariners in. And you know what? It's something to consider going into the weekend as well. The old Joan Collins special. The old Seattle screw job. The old, the Montreal screw job. Yeah, the Seattle screw job. I said, let's just be real. I'm calling it like it is. Who the hell do you think that the television networks and Major League Baseball want playing in the playoffs and, like, in this stuff? No, they would, you know what? They would totally prefer if it was the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Than the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Like, let's be real here. You know, Seattle, you got to knock the F out of your opponent, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to do like the Toronto Raptors did in the playoffs when they won the title. You just got to beat everybody into the ground. So it's like, yeah, you could try to screw us, but we're winning by 14. So good luck. Right? One of those type of deals. Because I'm telling you, no, who the hell wants Seattle? Maybe Seattle gets lucky and an umpire likes them or something over the weekend. Says, you know, these guys, I'm pulling for these guys. But really interesting stuff right now. It's crazy. I cannot believe Seattle have actually pulled this off. They're within a half a game right now. So the Yankees have a one-game lead on Boston. Seattle are a half game behind Boston. And the Toronto Blue Jays are only one game back of Boston right now. I don't see how...
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's any hope in hell as we're not going to get a wild card or tiebreaker. Like, there could be, like, multiple tiebreakers. Look how close four teams are right now. The mathematical probability that two of them are tied, it's going to be, you know, it's going to happen. Nothing against New York and Boston, but I'm pulling for Seattle and Toronto. Chaos! Carnage! Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. Brent Beard will join us. We're going to talk some SEC football, college football. Love talking college football with Brent. He'll join us in about 10, 15 minutes time or so. So wild night tonight once again, man. And man, this is going to be crazy. Doesn't it really feel like the conference college basketball tournaments before March Madness right now with baseball? That's what it feels like to me. Like, it's off the hook right now every night. Like, I'm a Dodger fan, but I find myself getting sucked into all these other pennant chase games and wild card chase games. And like I'm a fan of the other teams. I got money on all the games. It's great stuff. And the playoffs are going to be off the hook, right? And as I was saying a couple of moments ago, if you're just joining us, I just don't see how there won't be. I just don't see how there's not going to be some play-in games, some tiebreakers. You know, between the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, Seattle Mariners, and Toronto Blue Jays, we're talking about two games that are separating them, and, you know, from the top to the bottom, that's the most. You know, half game, one game, etc. Like, it's, you figure it's going to fall into place that, yeah, there's going to end up being three teams for two spots here, right? And they're tied type of thing. I'm open for complete chaos. Now, looked like the National League West was done tonight because the Dodgers were down. The Dodgers were down, and of course San Francisco wins again, but the Dodgers came back. Crazy comeback. The Dodgers put up 5 runs in the 8th inning. It became a home run derby. And the Dodgers are a ultra dangerous team, of course, so they win the game tonight. But they really are running out of racetrack right now. We've talked about this a lot. And this chase a lot. It's just, San Francisco's just don't lose. I don't see how the Dodgers are going to make up 2 games from here on out. Like, San Francisco needed to stumble at some point. But I will say, and I'm about to lose my Dodgers division bet, but I've been killing it by betting on San Francisco this week. Because I know they're not going to lose. So it's like, well, I know they're not going to lose. I'm going to lose that division bet, but we're going to hammer this. But we still hold strong with the Dodgers World Series bet. They just got to get past St. Louis in that one game. And then, dear God, that series against San Francisco. Wow. Best time of the year right now to be a sport fan and a sport bettor. And in fact, I've got to like change my sleep patterns and stuff for like the season that's coming upon us. I'm not exaggerating. I'm dead serious. Like, I don't sleep much as it is right now. And, you know, we got baseball capping, you got football, but, like, we're going to be handicapping daily NBA basketball soon. We're already going crazy with this NHL preseason stuff. And we dipped into the MLS tonight quite successfully, I might add. We hit that parlay, gave you Atlanta United, Colorado Rapid, plus 109 parlay. It hit, and then we gave you the Vancouver Whitecaps, plus one goal, minus 130, nil-nil tie. That goalie of the Vancouver Whitecaps is amazing. Maxime Crepeau. The guy's amazing. Canadian dude. I'll tell you what, he may be Canadian, but he's going to be playing in Europe if he keeps on stopping soccer balls the way that he is. So there's a couple of things I wanted to get to here. I see Eminem's mother opened up a spaghetti spot. Eminem was serving spaghetti tonight in downtown Detroit. And I can see from the, so Eminem, it's a drive-thru. So you go, you pick up your spaghetti. And I was thinking, all right, you're in Detroit, you're selling spaghetti. What kind of deal here? Is Eminem going all celebrity, Chef Ramsay here? Mom's Spaghetti, it's called. Spaghetti's $9. Spaghetti with balls, it says. Spaghetti with balls, $12. Spaghetti with vegan balls. I'll pass on the vegan balls. Spaghetti sandwich. How much is the spaghetti sandwich? $4. Pretty good deal. Pop, $3. Water, $3. Very minimal menu. I need to know, though. Am I getting like a buttered roll with this, with the spaghetti M&M? Like, you know, that's what I'd be like. Hey, it's M&M in the counter here. I'd be like, hey, what's up, M&M? It's cool to meet you, but I got to ask you. Like, right away, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I've actually met Eminem before, though. Just when he wasn't like, he was big, but he wasn't like massive big. It was on the Vans Warped Tour. He was on the Vans Warped Tour, whatever year it was. It was probably off the top of my head, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s or something like that. I used to work on the Vans Warped Tour. So, he wasn't on the entire tour. You know, a lot of bands will jump on and off that thing. One of the coolest bands on the Vans Warped Tour were Social Distortion. Social Distortion. Those guys like bet and stuff like that. Those guys are big bettors. Like, they gamble. They bet on sports. They bet on, like, they... Those guys used to hustle all these little stupid kid punk bands, like Blink-182 and all those bands. Like, I don't mind Blink-182, but at the time, Blink-182 were, like, just dumb kids and stuff. And so, like, you know, like, all the, that type of era? Pennywise were cool, too. Pennywise were cool. I'm an alien. Yeah, it's a good song. I like Pennywise. But yeah, Social Distortion. So like it was all like, you know, it's Vans Warped, man. There was literally like 40 bands and stuff, right? So they all had these tour buses. And backstage, it was pretty crazy, guys. It was pretty cool. Dudes like running around on bicycles and scooters. It was basically like, a, you know, it was like an amusement park for punk rock bands. It was a cool place to work. Like, so, and let me say, there was a lot of smoking and blazing going on and stuff like that, right? It was a lot of partying. And Social Distortion would set up shop like every night outside their tour bus. And it basically like three card Monty, card games, like you name it. They had sports going on their satellite on a bus. And it was nuts. Like they were just crushing these bands, man. Like I was even thinking, I was like, man, I can't believe these bands like just keep losing money to these guys. Like, you know what I mean? You know, these kids betting with them and they're like, oh, what do you want to bet now? And like, I caught on, and it basically, like, someone told me, they're like, dude, Social Distortion, they're like, they're making more money off the bands backstage than they are playing on the tour, like, type of thing. Because, you know, you got a bunch of kids, and they're making money for the first time and stuff like that, but, so, you know what, I'll tell you the Eminem story. So, basically, Eminem showed up, and Eminem wanted weed. All right, from the backs, from the you know, the dude that was providing the weed for everybody at Vans Warp. So Buddy, you know, they were, Buddy was excited and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, Eminem's coming over, and you know, so it was like people were saying like Eminem's coming over right now to the area and stuff. So it's like, oh, this should be interesting. Right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, this should be interesting, and Eminem rolls up on a BMX bicycle. All right, so it's like not on the street. This is like, you know, imagine like at like venues and stuff, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it was like, it was kind of like mountains and hills and stuff. Like it was very grassy back, you know what I mean? They're always playing like these grassy areas and stuff. So he rolls up on like a bicycle, and it's Eminem. It's clearly Eminem and stuff. And he rolls up. He's like, hey, what's up, man? Thanks a lot for hooking me up and stuff. And then he takes it. And they're like, well, where's the money? And Eminem's like, well, I thought it was a gift. I mean,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Eminem, essentially. He basically didn't want to pay because he was Eminem. And Buddy took it back. Like, Buddy took it back from Eminem. It caused a big brouhaha and stuff. Eminem got all pissed off, stormed off on his bicycle. And then manager came back and paid for it. I guess I'll put the full story in the book. Sports, drugs, and rock and roll, baby. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it on Sirius XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 in Southern California. The countdown to kickoff is on, and we've got a ton of massive college football games to break down. Let's talk SEC football like we do weekly with one of our favorite guests. Brent Beard joins us, steps up and in. First Coast News, second helping podcast, SEC Talk. Let's do this. And oh, yeah. He's also a Heisman Trophy voter, and it's a pretty big game involving a couple of big Heisman Trophy candidates this week. Brent, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Gabe, glad to be here. These first two Saturdays in October will go a long way in determining how the SEC shakes out. Huge Saturdays coming up, Gabe.
If somebody told you, Brent, 4 weeks ago that ESPN's College Game Day would be at the Arkansas-Georgia game, what would you have told them?
Yeah,
exactly. There's your answer.
Absolutely. I would say you're there to see Georgia, right?
Yeah, exactly. When they're honoring Herschel Walker, what's going on? Exactly. So, wow. So here we are. It's one of the games of the year. And, of course, Sam Pittman spent 4 years as the offensive line coach, lost 37-10 last year. Obviously, this is a different Arkansas football team right now. So fascinating, isn't it, guys? Arkansas ranks 8th in rushing yards per game. Georgia ranks 7th in rushing yards allowed per game. And this is not a typo for our listeners. The Georgia Bulldogs are giving up a college football low 5.8 points per game. Baseball teams give up more than that per game.
This sounds like the Alabama defenses of the past, but it's Georgia this year. What a tremendous story, Gabe. No one saw this Arkansas team coming, did they?
I didn't.
They're so balanced. They're very physical. KJ Jefferson at quarterback has played really well for them. He was banged up in the Texas A&M game. Now, we understand he's going to be playing. Now, they've got a couple of offensive guys, both the first name of Traylon. Traylon Smith is a running back. He's 7th in the SEC. Traylon Burke is a wide receiver. He is 2nd in the SEC. But, again, there was no doubt in that Texas A&M win. They just dominated A&M.
I didn't see that coming either, Brent. I didn't see that coming either.
No. Just amazing with what they were able to do in that game. Now, obviously, you've got Georgia, who I think is the most consistent team in America right now. As you chronicled, an elite defense, but very possibly the best defense in the league. They've got guys emerging, like tight end Brock Bowers, 6'4", 230. Who in the world thought that he would have the kind of year that he has? JT Daniels was only 9 of 10, 129 in the win last week over Vanderbilt. Gabe, you may disagree, but I, as much as I love Arkansas, I still think Georgia, the games in Athens, they're still more consistent. The defense is elite. They've got guys who are getting healthy. Now, we'll know about Arkansas over the next few weeks. A&M last week, Georgia this week, Ole Miss next week, and Auburn in 2 weeks. How about that for a gauntlet for Arkansas, Gabe?
Brent Beard joining us on the Late Night Anger Management Class. Countdown to kickoff is on. And it's unbelievable. You look at the SEC schedule right now on a weekly basis, and we've got some great stuff. And so you mentioned KJ Jefferson, and there's a lot of talk, guys, about, well, he doesn't throw the ball very well. And, no one's ever going to, confuse him for Tom Brady and with his accuracy. But the fact is, he is the only quarterback in the SEC with 800-plus passing yards and 200-plus rushing yards on the season. So he is a dynamic threat for Georgia. But I agree with you, Brad. I just think Georgia's going to be too much for them. And listen, the odds makers agree. They're 18.5-point favorites.
Well, but again, just credit Arkansas for.
And Arkansas's only given up 14.5 points, too. We can talk about their ground game and all that. Let's bring that up, actually, Brent. Their defense only giving up 2 touchdowns a game.
Absolutely. Well, and they deserve it. Sam Pittman's done such an incredible job with them. He was, as you mentioned, the offensive line coach at Georgia, so he's going home. But look, game day is there. It's a 12 noon kickoff, so you're right. I think this surprised television in a lot of ways, Gabe, that they had so many good games in the SEC that obviously only two teams could get that 3:30 spot.
So exactly.
Here they are at noon, which Really?
Dude, and it's all day, Brett. It's all day because you got Florida and Kentucky that I think they slid in at 6 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. And then the LSU game's a big one at 7. Like, the SEC sort of rules the day. Well, they rule a lot of days, but they're ruling the day in a sense. But I can't lie. I'm a Michigan guy, and I got a pretty big game myself, an early game on Saturday morning against the Badgers. And we're almost like Arkansas. Can we prove for real? Like, week by week, right? That's all they can do. Harbaugh just can take it week by week. All right, so talking about that 3:30 slot, Alabama and Mississippi get it. And, I've really enjoyed I like the way Nick Saban has evolved over the years as a coach, but almost as a man as well. Yet I know this, and I better than I do. But I've had the opportunity to be around him and like around people around him at times, and he's always had a sense of humor, right, with people around him.
Yes,
like that's the thing. Like, you see Saban, a lot of people think, oh man, this guy's like, oh, he's mean, he's this, he's that. No, in real life, he's actually a comedian, and he's got jokes and stuff, and he's kind of a funny guy, or at least he thinks he is, right, at times. So he's a funny guy. I could tell you a really funny story sometime, Brett, but we'll do it another time. But as far as, so Saban's got a sense of humor, so I like, and so does Lane Kiffin. So I just love the back and forth this week. So Nick Saban said that he learned more from Lane Kiffin than he learned from any assistant coach ever. So because I want to thank Lane Kiffin for opening my eyes to the modern offenses of college football. And Lane Kiffin was like very thankful about it. And Lane Kiffin was told, you guys are like 2 touchdown underdogs in this game. And he goes, well, I understand why. And Lane Kiffin's exact quote, guys, was, Alabama has no holes. And even if they did, they'd fill them with free agents. So they're having some fun with it this week. I like that.
They are. Both these coaches have extended each other's career by being together. And Nick Saban went to more of a spread, knew he had to recruit better quarterbacks as far as more athletic, more dual threat guys who could be accurate. That's what he's done. Nick Saban with Lane Kiffin was able to direct him to his first head coaching job. Then he goes to Ole Miss. Look, Gabe, we both know if Lane does well over the next couple of years, who knows where Lane's going to end up? Because, look, I'm not disparaging Ole Miss, but the reality is...
He could be back in the NFL again, even.
Sure it is. He could be in the NFL. He could get a top 10 job. We'll see. But this is a big game for both of these teams. We know what happened last year. It was almost like a basketball game when it gave.
Yeah, you read my mind.
Alabama had to score in every possession, literally, in order to win the game. Both of them with over 600 yards of offense. Oh, I think we could see something similar coming up Saturday afternoon in Bryant-Denny. I mean, Ole Miss has got Matt Corral, who could have went to Florida. Goes to Ole Miss. Now he's in a perfect situation with Lane Kiffin, but they have got so many weapons, Gabe. They've got almost double-digit offensive players who could go the length of the field at any time. And then you've got Alabama and Bryce Young. Well, Osman said the winner of this game, could they be in the lead for the Heisman Trophy? I think that's probably very possible. And this is going to sound strange, but last year in that game, Ole Miss had not one, but two running backs who ran against Alabama for over 120 yards. That's blasphemy almost. So Bama's got to stop the run. Ole Miss has to keep the pressure on that Alabama secondary. Hey, Gabe, would it surprise you at all if this thing ended up 52-50 or something like that?
No, I think we are going to top 100, and the betting markets have the total up to 79.5. And just for the record, guys, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in and watching the program, Alabama's put 63, 59, 62, 66, and 48 up on them in the last 5 games. Like Brent said, they're basketball scores. Like, you can literally look at somebody's scores and go, well, was that an SEC basketball game? No, that was a football game. Like, if you didn't know, just look at the final score. They played basketball last night. No, they played football. It was 63-48. Like, they played football.
Well, yes.
Listen, you're the voter, Brett. You're the voter, but I'm thinking, I don't want to say this decides the Heisman because there's still a lot of football left. And
yeah, there is. Yeah.
You know, but with that being stated, Matt Corral and Bryce Young are the two clear front runners right now.
I think they probably are, and they may be neck and neck for quite some time. Now, I'll give you another caveat for this game real quick. I hope you're sitting down, but Ole Miss is actually better on defense this year. Gabe, I've had some Ole Miss people tell me, well, we've gone from terrible to awful. Now they've gone from awful to they're open. So, and they've got a guy, 44, their linebacker, Chance Campbell, who, frankly, has ended up being one of the better defensive players in the entire league.
Yeah, but you know, Brett, and we got to get to a break here, but you know, Brett, Mississippi's about to see the most lethal offense they've seen yet this year.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Louisville. With all due respect to NFL. More with Brett Beard on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down on Sirius XM Channel 204, but you already know that. Sports Grid Radio Network's the Mightier 1090. San Diego, Los Angeles, we're kicking it live. Brent Beard joining us. Love talking college football with Brent Beard. Follow him on Twitter. Listen to his podcast. And, he also happens to be a Heisman Trophy voter as well. And we've got the two Heisman Trophy candidates going head-to-head here with Matt Corral and Bryce Young. So as we were going into the break, you were talking about the Rebels defense, and not something people are going to talk about, but we're going to find out just how improved it is.
Well, we will. And again, there one of the things for Lane Kiffin is to recruit better defensive players, and that's not going to be easy, but we're beginning to see that happen. And think about this a minute. Well, if they continue with this offense, which they will, he'll always find a quarterback, Lane Kiffin will. But my goodness, if they get even a good, I don't mean elite, I mean just a good defense.
You hold team to 30 points a game, you're going to win. Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's true. All right, with all that being stated, I'm going Alabama here. I don't think Mississippi have enough to trade points with them in the long run. I agree with you. I wouldn't be surprised if we topped 100 as far as, you know, the total points are concerned. I think the winner's going to – I think you might have to get into the 50s. 48-plus to win this game. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
I can tell you this. The Alabama defense was not happy with their performance last year. And they may have something special as far as motivation for this game. Now, look, you've got to play assignment football. You've got to tackle well in space with these Ole Miss receivers and running backs. But Gabe, at the end of the game, don't be surprised if that there's some talk about how that Alabama defense performed.
Brett Beard joining us. All right, so much talk about Arkansas. And just for the record, Alabama remains undefeated. I won't ask you about the point spread. It's two touchdowns. I think it's going to be a really high-scoring game, and nobody's ever getting rich betting against Coach Saban, but I think Alabama will win this football game and remain undefeated. Do you agree?
I think it's going to be something like 48 for 41 Alabama. Yes, I do.
All right, Brent Beard with us. So everyone's talking about Arkansas. Everybody's talking about Mississippi right now, and obviously Alabama, justifiably so. But you and I talked about Kentucky, and you said, yeah, you think they can get it done against South Carolina. So they did, week by week right now for Coach Stoops. This is their massive game, right? I mean, when you talk about, all right, Mississippi, Alabama, well, now you got Florida, a team that, what was it, Brent, 31 games in a row, 31 years in a row?
Yeah.
Like, they tormented them. Right, so they finally beat them a couple of years ago, but now they've lost two in a row since. They haven't beaten them at home, guys. So Kentucky haven't won a home game against Florida since 1986. So we're going back a little ways now. The Gators have won 16 straight games at Kentucky. Kentucky's 4-0, guys. So it's a big game for them. And Brent, looking at the numbers here, I was just fascinated how evenly matched they look. So average points per game scored, Florida 36, Kentucky 31. Points allowed per game, Florida 19.8, Kentucky 17.8. Total yards per game, Florida 540, Kentucky 440. Total yards allowed per game, Florida 345, Kentucky 260. Giveaways. That's one thing that could be an issue here when I look at the sort of head-to-head giveaways. Kentucky have turned the ball over 11 times, Florida only 6 times. Takeaways, Florida 3 takeaways, Kentucky 2. But on paper, statistically, these two teams are very evenly matched. I know Florida have the better recruits, the better athletes, but it's a scrappy Kentucky team. What's your opinion on this game?
Oh, I love Kentucky. I really do. And what Mark Stoops has done, they're better offensively than they were last year with Will Levis from Penn State. Now, here's the book on Levis. Levis has really improved their passing game. The problem is, and you touched on it, he throws a pick virtually every game. And turnover margin, very much, as you mentioned, in favor of Florida. I love Chris Rodriguez. He's a tremendous running back. Wandale Robinson, the Nebraska transfer, has really played well for Kentucky. Also, Florida winning 33 of the past 34 meetings. But I'll say this, Kentucky in no way is intimidated by Florida. There's been several times to where, frankly, that Kentucky should have won this game. Kair Elam, one of the better defensive backs in the SEC, is back. I hope he's on Wandale Robinson somewhat. That will be fun to see. Gabe, tell me when the last time you've seen this. Florida last year basically was among the leaders in passing with Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts. This year, under Dan Mullen, they're in the top three, not in passing, but in rushing. Gabe, who does that? That's amazing when you think about that.
It really is.
He's coming into his own. 21 of 27 passing last week, and that went over Tennessee.
Wasn't it only a couple of weeks ago they wanted to bench the kid, the boosters and the fans? Was it only a couple of weeks ago?
Look, I was at the Alabama-Florida game, and I can tell you they were booing Emory Jones loudly in the first half. They settled down, and he has gotten better basically every week. Got a really
This is a new thing, though, Brent. It's a new thing, isn't it, with fans booing the quarterbacks and stuff like Spencer Rattler getting booed and heckled in Oklahoma. You're an undefeated team. I don't think it's right. They're not professional players.
No.
And because a team doesn't win by 40 points, it doesn't mean you boo the kid because you didn't cover your back.
No. Look, just because you buy a ticket doesn't mean you should boo college players. I agree with that totally, especially your own, because it can be used against you in recruiting. But the bottom line here is
that's a great point too. Why does a kid want to go get heckled, right? Like exactly.
Sure. No, absolutely not. But listen, Gabe, here's something to watch here. If they win in Lexington, Florida has Vanderbilt next week. Then they go to LSU, and they've got a week off before they play Georgia. Georgia probably runs the table. think about this. Here in Jacksonville, you've got an undefeated Georgia that's probably at least number two in the nation. You've got a Gator team at that point. They're only lost to number one Alabama. So you've got two top five teams in a game that we can kind of see. The schedule right now is kind to Florida if they can win this game Saturday night.
We're in conversation with Brent Beard, Sports Rage Late Night, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So another team that's kind of being forgotten about a little bit right now after losing at the Rose Bowl earlier this year, the LSU Tigers. But the LSU, and listen, Coach Orgeron says, listen, we're not the football team that we want to be, but we're on our way. We're getting there. Hey, listen, it's a week-by-week thing, but you talk about all these other teams. What about LSU? Can LSU keep winning and get to that Alabama game with only one loss under their belt? And, you know, it's amazing how quickly things can change because we were just talking about Emory Jones. And, you know, let's talk about Bo Nix right now because coming into the year, you know, we were hearing Coach Harsin saying he couldn't be happier than to have, you know, Bo Nix under center for him right now. And you've talked about it, Brent. You've talked about the struggles on the road in the past, but that was a heartbreaking loss against Penn State. Yet it looks, are they hitting the panic button right now at Auburn, you know, with TJ Finley? What's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on the quarterback situation with Auburn? And what's your opinion on this football game, Auburn-LSU?
Well, Brian Harsin, the Auburn coach, late in the game against Georgia State. Now, we didn't say Georgia. We said Georgia State.
Yeah.
And when Auburn's behind, goes to T.J. Finley. And, again, we've got to remember T.J. Finley was maybe a fourth-string quarterback, third-string at best, at LSU before he transferred. We forget sometimes that Miles Brennan got hurt.
Exactly.
Finley came in and played well, led them to a touchdown drive at the end of the game that saved the game for Auburn. I mean, Gabe, I'm just speaking out loud here. For that locker room, can he go back to Bo Nix after Bo was ineffective and T.J. Finley comes in and basically wins that game? He's a legend.
And the kids in the room know about Bo's struggles on the road, too, because they're going to be thinking, and we're going on the road here, right?
Listen, Gabe, this is an incredible stat here. Auburn, and I know they don't play there every year, but Auburn has not won in Baton Rouge since 1999.
Wow. Oh, I guess they party like it was 1999 at the time. I guess they party. We're going back a little ways. I had hair. We're going back so long. I had hair, I think, back then. Barely, maybe.
But listen to your question, and it's a good one. Who is LSU? I think they are. I think they are getting better.
Matt Johnson, they're getting good quarterback play.
They are. There's no doubt about that. Kayshon Boutte is one of the better wide receivers.
It's the offensive line, isn't it, Brent? It's the O-line, right? The O-line's just a little sloppy, right?
And listen, one is so unbelievable, and when we talked about this last week, going into the Mississippi State game last week, LSU was 120, Gabe, and running the ball. When have we ever seen that for an LSU football team?
Yeah, and I saw the coaching staff saying after, it's not our running backs. It's rare you see that, right?
Absolutely.
I saw it like Coach said. He goes, man, we got some really good running backs. He goes, we got to figure out a way to get them holes. He basically threw the offensive line under the bus.
Right. Oh yeah. But I'll say this. This LSU defense is really good in putting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
They lead the nation, Gabe, in sacks. So whoever plays quarterback for Auburn, they could be under pressure all night long.
But isn't that a good football? Isn't that part of it, though, Brent? That like Oklahoma is a good example. So we only got a minute left here, Brent. I always appreciate your time, but we judge these teams so much early. Hey, teams can get, you're allowed to get better as the season goes along, Brent, right? There's no law against
it. Yes.
People forget about that. It's like, well, like you said, LSU are a work in progress, but if they keep winning, it doesn't matter if they keep getting better and winning right along the way. Like, it's the same thing. Like, you know, I heard a coach, I think it was an NBA coach. He said, you know, there's no rule that says you're not allowed to get better. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it was a simple thing, but he said, there's no rule that says, you know, that a team can't improve and get better as the season goes on. Look at the Atlanta Hawks. I don't want to throw basketball at you, but You know, they were a struggling team. They made a coaching change. They're one of the best teams in the league for the last 3 months of the season.
Well, and listen, I'm a Hawks fan. I've got a daughter who.
Oh, of all teams, I throw at you. So you know.
And I follow them very closely. But, Gabe, now think about this as we get to the end here of the conversation. When we expand the playoffs, that is going to be even better for these teams that end up peaking late.
Yes, sir.
They'll still be able to get in the playoffs. And listen, if we'd had an expanded playoff, you remember when Bobby Bowden was at FSU, and a lot of those teams, they started poorly, they gained steam, but they were a behemoth by the end of the year. So you think about a team like LSU in an expanded playoff, and how well that can help them this year.
They have enough talent to beat anybody on any given Saturday. Brent Beard with us. Brent, it's always a pleasure, sir. Look forward to catching up with you next week. Enjoy the games this weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun, and have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lincoln Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. 3 minute warning. Quickest 180 minutes in Sports Talk Radio. Thanks to the great Brent Beard. Great stuff talking SEC football with Brent. So we'll share our college football picks. I was just taking a look at the NFL overnight numbers here, and as far as the props, we always like to leave you with something here. Last night we gave you the great edge with the Winnipeg Jets at minus 125. It closed at minus 250 tonight. You're welcome. But I'm not going to give you something that's a secret here. This isn't the Stonecutters. Shh, it's a secret. Shut up. But the Alabama game with Mississippi, it's not going to come down. All right? Like, the total's not, like, it's not one of these deals where the wise guys are secretly waiting in the wings to come up and buy it back. In the NFL and stuff like that, it's true. But no one's waiting. Oh, yeah, it's not like there's some cartel. Oh, as soon as it hits 81, we're going to buy it back and stuff. Guys, it was 63-48 last year. We went over the scores, all right? Like, they put up a ton. They put up a ton. Alabama is going to put up a ton. Bryce Young is going to basically win the Heisman. And you can get Bryce Young right now. Everyone's buying into Matt Corral, but this is sort of the Heisman showdown game, so we're going to leave you this. If you know, get in on Bryce Young to win a Heisman, take the over of this football game right now, because the numbers, it opened at 77.5. Abano's talking about 80. I'm seeing 79.5 right now. In the last five games, Alabama against Mississippi, Alabama have scored 63 points, 59 points, 62 points, 66 points, and 48 points. So the last five times they played, the lowest amount of points they put up was 48 once. The other time, 59 or more. 59 or more, guys. All right? So jump in on the over that game. Bryce Young's going to win the Heisman over Matt Corral, I believe. And Joe Burrow, over-under touchdown passes, is 1.5. I see a minus 170 right now for this. Little juicy. But sometimes a little pulp isn't bad for you. A little Tropicana orange juice in the morning. Never hurt anybody? Dude, Joe Burrow is a touchdown machine. Joe Burrow over 1.5 touchdown pass. He's gone over this in all three games. And Ja'Marr Chase will score a touchdown. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Kevin Crew
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.